I was just asking you a few things about Sunday's game. So obviously you're looking forward to that. It's going to be a big occasion, hoping for a big crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're hoping to. I think the ticket sales have been quite good so far, and we're looking to attract as many people as possible really to support the team. But probably more importantly is to emphasise the importance of the impact this will probably have on the city and the county as well. It'll be a great day for girls and boys that are involved in football, and hopefully inspire a few as well.
And the Stoke City women's team, of course, is changing now. It's going semi-pro and everything like this. This must have been a really exciting time for the side.
Yeah, it's really exciting. The current squad and staff are really excited about the future and what that looks like. Sunday will be no different. I think it's a real big statement from the club to have us on this platform in the stadium and to enjoy the day, and hopefully that's a sign of the things to come as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, so supporters coming along, you know, what should they be looking for? What would be the main talking points before the game, particularly for supporters?
I think probably the main thing is to enjoy the day. We're all hoping it's going to be a really fun-filled family day that's full of Stoke fans, but also fans from around the city that support other clubs who have probably never been to a football game before. So we would love it to be a really fun, enjoyable day for everyone, and for the avid football fan. Hopefully they'll take something away from the game and maybe have a little bit of an admiration for women's football that perhaps they didn't have before. And hopefully we can put a performance on to kind of please those people as well.
Not just a performance. Obviously you want to see a win. Is everyone fired up for that?
Absolutely. We had a great week on the grass so far. The girls have trained really well. And we're in a really good position where we had a break last weekend, which is a little bit unusual as you break towards the end of the season. So we've had a chance to recharge and come back in this week. They're really bright. They've been good in training this week, really attentive to detail. And as we go into Sunday, we're not naive and not understanding the quality that West Brom have got, but we're also confident in what we've got in our changing room as well.
That's excellent. Thank you ever so much. For everyone, for those listening, it will be, of course, Sunday at the Bet365, 2 o'clock. Be there or be square.